Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. Today's podcast is another interview session and is sponsored by Every.Black Entrepreneur Podcasting Network. And I'd like to welcome to our show today Sherry McManus. And Sherry, it's so nice for you to be with us today to tell us about your experiences. Of course, we had your husband on last week, and that was very inspirational. And I'm sure you will be inspirational as well. So tell our listening audience a little bit about you and your background and some of the other things you might think that we should know about yourself.
Sure. Thank you so much for allowing me to share my story. I have a lot to share, but I want to thank you foremost for the opportunity. So thank you. Yes, my name is Sherry McManus, and I was originally from upstate New York. I was born and raised there for up till 19 years old, just south of Albany, Poughkeepsie, Hyde Park area. Then I moved to Pennsylvania, finished out my schooling, lived there for about 10 years, and then moved to Indianapolis for work purposes, and we lived there for 7 years. And then work again kind of took us in another direction, and now here we are in North Carolina. So we're super excited to be living here for almost 3 years, you know, probably working on 3.5 now with that. But so we've been around, been traveling a lot, but it seems North Carolina has been fantastic to us and has led into a new chapter in our lives.
So you're a Tar Heel now.
Yeah.
Right. Well, this is a great area. By the way, we're in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, which is one of the fastest growing areas in the country. And there are a lot of businesses around and local universities. And so there's a lot going on here in the Raleigh-Durham area. Now, you also, I attended at least a couple of your events where your husband spoke, and I heard you speak about your experiences, and this is an inspirational program. It addresses people's experiences that are unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes even miraculous, and this is what I say as a description of the books that I've written. And I have written 4 books. And as a matter of fact, you all attended a book signing a few weeks ago. It may have been last week. I forget when it was. But anyway, I've heard your story, your experience. And that's, speak of inspiration, that's a very inspirational story that that you told of yourself. So tell our listening audience about that.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Yes. So in August of 2018, I found myself admitted in the ICU at a burn center over at UNC in North Carolina Hospital. At that time, we weren't sure if I was going to live or die. It was that dire. It started out as a simple cold, then it progressed to pneumonia, and my symptoms weren't getting any better. So thankfully, with the quickness of the doctors, they finally diagnosed me with a disease called MIRM. And trust me, I've never heard of it either. We had to do a crash course on what the heck that was. But really, it was a derivative of Stephen Johnson syndrome. So what MIRM was doing was it was taking all my good mucous membranes and was revolting from the inside out. So I was burning from the inside out. Yeah. And it was pretty gruesome. My husband wasn't sure what was happening. I didn't know what was happening. But thankfully, with the good doctors and such, I was able to survive that with very minimal damage with that. I still have some. But again, it could be so much worse. I could be blind, and it could also death could be related. So I'm very thankful that it was not that with that. But what led me to that circumstance was that I was in a environment, in a work environment that was very high stress, very high intense in sales and so forth. And where it was such a crash and burn type of situation of go, 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 that even half my department was getting sick all the time. Because if somebody's out, then it's more workload for the rest of us. So it was just constant stress, constant go, go, go. And unfortunately, with the poor leadership at that time, they were more focused on the bottom line than they were valuing their employees. So it was a very crash and burn situation. And it got, it was so extreme to the point where there was verbal abuse and also this expectation of working 70 plus hours a week and even working on weekends. And especially if you're already an A player, you're already in that top level and it's not good enough, that's wearing on people. So with being in the hospital made me realize a lot. Once after I was in the hospital, I made it out. Instead of 30 days, I was determined, and I got out in 10. So I had a newfound purpose when I got out, and knowing and really reflecting of that experience. And I'll talk about faith in just a minute because a lot had to do with that. But my purpose going forward launched me to share with others, people, businesses, everyone, really, to share the message of what true leadership is all about. Leadership is not about positional leadership. Leadership is influencing your people, and leadership is people. That's a huge part of why we started our business, the LouEverett Group.com, but the Lou Everett Group, because of sharing that message and making sure that entrepreneurs all the way up through the corporate levels understand the true value of leadership. We hear too many stories out there that are people are getting tired, people are not being respected, people are getting burnt out, people are getting sick, and it's just a downward spiral. So it's our mission and our purpose to be a part of that movement, I guess you could say, because there's lots of people who have done this before us, to push the fact that, listen, it doesn't have to be in those toxic environments. Let's change that. There is good environments out there. Let's be a part of that. So just getting back to my faith, I wanted to share that with you because of the whole, that's the whole point here. My faith in a hospital really stemmed. I've always been a faith and big believer. I was raised in the Catholic Church in particular, ever since I was born and raised, so that was always something ingrained in me. Now, I've been in and out of the churches and so forth. When you're in your 20s in college, it just kind of puts it in the back of your brain. However, my faith, whenever things rattled me or stressed, I always came back to my faith. I always prayer and so forth. So what brings me back, and when I was in the hospital and there was an opportunity to have a priest to come in and some chaplains and so forth, and we were able to have communion there. And even though as much as I was out of it and barely could, I was on a feeding tube, the whole thing, I was still determined to take a piece of communion. And honestly, within 24 to 72 hours, I was starting to be healed with that. So it's just one of those things, we obviously prayed a lot, but we had everything up to God at that point, and had faith big time of, now I live my life in more intentionally than ever before. So ever since, I guess, when you're a struggle, when you have that time, just when you think that you're just, I'm it, I'm done, I'm quit, that's when miracles happen. That's when God takes that wheel and he's like, let me come in. And God doesn't work alone. There's other people too. So it's kind of interesting.
Well, it is interesting. And you mentioned other people, yeah, and leadership and purpose, all interconnected with faith. Mm-hmm. And that is what our purpose is on earth, mm-hmm, as God would have it. That is, our purpose is to be leaders, mm-hmm, again, as I was saying to your husband last week, whether you're in a big, high-profile kind of business or if you're a homemaker, you're still a leader. And that is, you're leading someone else. That's what it implies. And basically, you're helping someone else. And that's what we're called to do, to help someone else. And we could utilize our faith to do that.
Right.
And I'm sure you would agree with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Great, great. Well, tell us about some of the, I guess, intricate things about your faith. Do you have a favorite scripture or scriptures, by the way?
Not off the top of my head, but I do love the parables. The parables always speak to me. I love these little, like, just little short stories. But I read, ever since I've been out of the hospital, I do read the gospel every day to get me inspired and to really ponder on that and to see how I can implement that somehow, some way, to others. And that has really spawned ever since I've been out, to volunteer. And I've always liked to volunteer in food pantries. I've always liked that. And now I have the time to do that. And again, being intentional about it. So I actually, at least at minimum once a week, but at most twice a week, over at a local food pantry in our town. And I've been there, and they've been very welcoming. And it's very enjoyable to give back. I don't have to really think about anything except for the people that come in, because these people are in, you know, all walks of life that come in, all different, you know, stories and where they are in their life. Some are there just for because they felt on hard times, and others are there, they're permanently in that situation. So it always inspires me and be thankful every day that it could be so much worse. And here I am giving back. So I love the fact that every time when we think that that we're just like, wow, we don't have enough bread to give people, next thing you know, there'll be a donation that comes in, or a food store that comes in. Like, almost every time, it's like, well, we can only do what we have. And next thing you know, something happens. So it's just that every day there's always a miracle. We just have to open our eyes to it. So again, I'm more open now than I ever have been, even though I've lived my faith ever since I was young and always was there, and God was always a part of my decisions. But now it's even, I guess, I'm more eye-opening than ever before.
But, you know, it gives you a chance as well to witness to those individuals who you are serving in whatever way about your experience, your specific experience. Mm-hmm. And you never know who might be helped with your story.
Right.
And going back to leadership. Mm-hmm. And purpose. I don't know why I wrote these two words down, but I believe that they are intricately connected.
They are.
And it's really interesting that if you help other people through your leadership, mm-hmm. you're basically satisfying that purpose. And that's what makes all of us joyful, happy, mm-hmm. content.
Right.
Because there's so much discontentment. Mm-hmm. out there, and stress. I think you mentioned stress.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find a way to help someone else in whatever way you can do that, that somehow relieves the stress, the discontent, the malcontent mm-hmm. in your being as well.
Right.
And so I'm sure that you've experienced that.
Yeah, and the more that you give, and I learned that from my husband, quite frankly, you know, he'll give the shirt off your back, you know, and I'm like, why are you doing that? You know, but then I think, and I'm like, oh, you know, and I'm like, I should be more like that. So there's times where I look up to him and be like, wow, you know what? I got to give a little bit more of myself. and it always comes back, and we just have to have faith. And just, it's, I don't know, I get more emotional the more that I get in tune with it. It's like, wow, it's just eye-opening. It's very, very eye-opening. The more that we give, but in the right way, like, you know, intentionally and purposefully, and not using our smarts for evil, but using it in the right context, things come back tenfold.
There's no doubt about it.
It just does.
Well, you have to believe that, though.
Yeah.
And by believing that, you're more aware
yes.
when they do come back.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's related to the thankfulness that you can give as a result of your blessings and the praise and all that, which actually makes it possible for even more things to come back to you. It's really amazing. It's a cyclical thing that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And as far as scripture is concerned, I was thinking about this particular scripture. I forget exactly where it is, but it says that it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah.
And it really is.
It is. Yeah.
And but you have to believe that and act on it as well. Well, that's great. We're going to go ahead to a break now, and we'll come back with Sherry, and we'll finish things up when we return. So stay with us. Welcome back. We have Sherry McManus with us today, and she's talking to us about her business pursuits along with her husband, Lou, and who we talked with last week, as a matter of fact. And she was telling us about her background, her experience especially, and it's just an amazing experience that you talked about. And I feel that that's what God would want us to do, is to talk about some of the good things that he's done to motivate and to inspire other people. And but also ask you about some of the scriptures that you are familiar with that you can relate to, especially as far as things that may have happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other scriptures or experiences that may have occurred in the Bible, for example, that may be a direct relationship to your personal experience?
Right. Yeah. No, actually, and when he asked that question, I had to think about it, and it did jog back a one particular message in the Bible, and the parable is when Jesus fed the 5,000. And interesting enough, my mom always shares this story with me. And even when I was a young child with the neighborhood kids, and I would take most of the fridge, the food in the fridge or in the pantry in particular, and create snacks. And I would feed my neighborhood. And it was only like a handful of us. But you know, here we were getting cheese and crackers for the week. And here I just ate it in one day. But you know, it's every time when I want to help others, it's always revolves around food. And if you really think about the dynamics of family life, where do most people hang out? In the kitchen, right? You know, have this beautiful dining room and a sitting area that I grew up in, but yet we always had our small kitchen. So it always goes back to that food. And I think food, most times, food makes people happy. So I think that's what I resonate. But, you know, with Jesus, when feeding the 5,000, he, you know, provided food, but he always had people. I mean, he could have done it on his own, but he always had people that helped with that. So, you know, that's it. Again, it always resonates with me with food pantries and feeding and so forth. And it, and you need people and volunteers to make that happen. With that, so it always resonates with me. I think that's really it's really awesome. It helps me with my purpose and living intentional to keep that, because it makes me feel good. But I know that it's helping others. So it's just that kind of that revolving aspect, you know, round and round kind of thing.
So, would you say your faith continues to help you in a variety of ways as you move forward, not only in your business pursuits, but in your personal life as well? And sometimes I know if we think back to some of those memories, we can not help but be benefited by some of our own experiences in the past by reflecting back to the good things that have happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's your case as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's great. We're going to, you mentioned, let me ask you this. You mentioned that you and your husband is considering, and you're actually beginning a podcast series if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Correct me if I'm wrong with that.
Could
you tell us a little bit about that and how much you're looking forward to that experience?
Yes. Yeah, we started it maybe less than 6 months ago, kind of dabbled into it. But we really want to share the message of leadership and true leadership and give tips and help others, again, helping others. And people listen to these type of podcasts all the time. People are busy. People listen to it on the go. People listen to it in the car, when they're jogging, walking, whatever. And they want that inspiration. They want the good news. They really do. People are tired of the ugliness that can happen and the noise that is around us. So let's put out some positive, motivational, inspirational, and purposeful content, and that's what we like to do with our podcast, and to talk about our experiences, give tips out. We are certified in John Maxwell team, and with his 50 years of knowledge plus our 30 years of experience in our own, we love to share that those tips out there to help become a better leader personally as well as a business person as well. So we're looking forward to continue with that. You know, eventually have some guests on and really kind of put the layers into it. This is just the beginning portion of it, but we're super excited, looking forward to whatever happens to add on to what we do.
Well, that definitely would provide a service. And you mentioned providing people with some good news, and that's my motto is, as I write my books, and that is, would you like to read some good news for a change?
Yes.
Because if you look at television, read newspaper, magazines, look on the computer, there's not a great deal of good news out there, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts that much more responsibility on us to provide whatever we have and to provide that service and to accomplish that purpose that we were talking about earlier. To help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're doing is great. And we're here with Sherry McManus, and she's talking about her business, and she's in business with her husband, Lou, and we've been very inspired over the last few minutes on this particular podcast, and we're going to finish things up, and I'd like to ask her if there is anything else that she'd like to add in addition to what she's already talked to us today about.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to express to the listeners that to really live intentional every day and put some action with it. I mean, we can think all we want, but actually have some action. And it doesn't have to be major steps, even if it's something small. You know, just maybe getting up a little bit earlier just to reflect on your day ahead. So living purposefully, living your purpose, and really asking God to find that and listen, listening, taking the moments and listening for that. So, yeah, just really, really ponder on that. I can't stress that enough, but living your purpose and living intentional every day.
Well, listening is a skill, don't
yes.
you think?
And, it is.
One reason why we get into the trouble that we get into is that we don't listen.
Right.
And so that's a very good point. Well, Sherry, we'd like to again thank you for being with us today. It's been very inspirational, and we look forward as you continue your business pursuits with your husband, Lou, and especially with these podcasts. Hopefully you'll come back at some point in the future and tell us how that's going with you.
Absolutely.
And,
yes, thank you so much.
We'd really be glad to hear about that. So, again, I'd like to thank my listening audience for being here today. And if you want more information about our podcast today, as well as other podcasts that we've done, just contact me at my website, or at least you can access my website at williamporterlife.com. And my email address, by the way, is waporter4995@yahoo.com. And I'd be so glad to hear from you. So that's all for this week. And just remember, regardless of what you're going through, whether it's good or bad, there's always more good things coming your way. Have a good day.